However, the next step in the Baidu system does function in the way, the passive way that we are used to with GNSS. Now, it will be a 12-satellite regional version, and it does look as if the Chinese will achieve it by their date of 2012. As we're used to, there'll be two levels of service. One will be a 10-meter open service, and the other will be an authorized service. Now, the open service will be open to civilian users, and the authorized service will be available to subscribers and will have more reliable positioning. This is similar to the idea with the Galileo system. Now, this system will cover China and adjacent areas with perhaps five geostationary satellites, GEOs, and two of those will probably be those already in orbit for the Baidu One system. And there will be three inclined geosynchronous orbit satellites and four in Middle Earth orbit, or MEO. Now, that's the second step. The third step will be the full Baidu 2 constellation, which is expected to be in place in 2020. Now, it's uncertain exactly how this will work, but there will be 30 or perhaps 35 satellites that will cover the globe. There'll be three or five GEOs, 24 or 27 MEOs, and three inclined geosynchronous orbit satellites with an altitude of 21,150 kilometers, which of course is similar to the GPS height. The ranging signals will be CDMA and BPSK.